You know, the clear thing about consummate professionalism and true wonderment is you know that there are superstars that you can always rely on if you just give them a call, and within 2 seconds, if they're available and they can, and there's a slight... because in 7 days from now, 168 hours, yes, we will have glorious celebrations outside the town hall in Middlesbrough and outside the big BBC in front of Central Library, etc. Tallulah Rendell will be with us, and online now, yes, Tallulah Rendell, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, you see,
Lars,
very well indeed, and thank you for joining. Totally unexpectedly, it has to be said, because we were focused on Daniel Pettit and Andy Broderick, who are musicians who will also be performing at the festival, which launches next week at 12 noon. I gather you're on at 3 o'clock, Tal.
Yep.
I mean, I need to know these kind of things, because when I was speaking to Sarah Dennis last week, one of the festival organisers, I might be introducing you. I don't know. It all depends, really.
I hope so.
Well, exactly. So the magical work through from that point of view. So, Tal, share with us. I mean, the second album is looking good. The pledged music features are coming through. It's all working out wonderfully well.
Yeah, it's all coming together. We've got a week left for rehearsals, and then we go into the studio. And so basically this week is just kind of pretty manic. And I'm doing a Russian ball this evening in Russian.
As you do.
You see, you
talk about Belinda Wallace and Belle About Town, but when it comes to actually sort of singing to Russians in Russian, even though her first degree was in English at Manchester University, Tallulah Rendell.
I don't actually speak Russian, so it's. But aside from that, yeah, the pledge thing's going well, the rehearsals are going well, and I'm just really excited to get down to Hook End, which is just so amazing, and get in there and. Do it.
No, it's going to be fantastic, and as I say, it's, I think we've certainly spoken about for the last 3 or 4 years about getting some kind of concert event together, at least getting you up to the north in some way, shape, or form. I wasn't sure it's going to be Lincoln or it's going to be, but I never thought you'd sort of be part of the second Middlesbrough Literary Festival.
I know.
And here we are, just
well,
Joe's.
You know, I'm always game. So
I think that's
always ready to go anywhere.
Fantastic. Anyway, briefly in the studio, a couple of people you might meet next week because they'll be station ambassadors, and in fact, one might be writing about your good self. That's Emma Robinson. Liverpool University English undergraduate Christina Cook, who's about to head off to university. Anyway, Emma, questions for Tal.
Are you excited to be up in the north and performing for the Literary Festival?
Yeah, I was up last weekend doing a couple of gigs in Yorkshire. So,
in fact, it was more than that, because as we saw from your website, you were doing a personalised birthday treat.
Yeah, someone pledged for me to do a little private gig for someone's birthday, so... Off I went, and then on the same day, someone else pledged for me to go and do another birthday little message somewhere else. So I ended up having to do one on YouTube and one live. But it was great.
I thought the YouTube thing was particularly wonderful because you did it horizontally, Tal. I thought that was fantastic.
Well, I know, I couldn't work out.
I thought this is
you can do so much, but putting it around the right way.
Exactly.
Yeah, that which kind is one of. Step too far.
I'm sure they appreciated it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, they did. They did. Bless them. I think by the time they got it, they were so drunk anyway. I don't think it made much difference.
No, it wasn't me, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
My birthday's in January. Moving on, but we'll talk about that. One of the things that people are saying, hang on, Middlesbrough Literary Festival, Tallulah Rendell, wonderful singer, etc., why are we connecting? Well, of course, Libellus, which is the title of your first album, based on the writings of Iris Murdoch, so there is a literary theme to that. Is there another literary theme that you're putting into your second album as well?
It's more actually just multimedia, because I've got each of the songs being given to a different creative. So I've got a playwright, I've got a sculptress, a designer, a jeweller, cartoonist, animated, so for each song, each artist has been given a song, and then they create whatever they want to create using the song as a source of inspiration, and then the final image goes into the book, and we do these little films and stuff. So, I mean, there is, but not perhaps so obviously as the last one.
That's great stuff. I mean, certainly we look forward to doing that. Okay. Final sort of routines we're coming on to now. We've got a whole choice of classic Tallulah Rendell pieces from this point of view. Wake Up, Black Seagull, Here By Me, Hope Tonight, Lay Me Down, Lost in the Morning, No Use, Only You, Rest in Peace, Stay, etc. Any particular one that you'd like us to select for your good self, and indeed for the listener, as we pave the way for, say, 168 hours from the time when you'll actually be taking part in the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, and more than taking part, officially launching it.
Wow. Lost in the Morning.
Lost in the Morning, yes.
I haven't heard that one.
I think that works perfectly well. That ties in. Of course, TallulahRendell.com is the ideal place to actually go to find out all manner of marvellous things. Any other questions that you got, Emma?
I was just wondering what we can expect from you at the Middlesbrough Literary Book Festival.
Quality entertainment is the answer to that one.
Yeah. Well, I'll be coming up with my cellist. There's normally five of us in the band, but there'll just be two of us on Saturday. And we're going to play some of the old favourites and then a bunch of songs from the new album. Is the plan.
Fantastic stuff. This is great.
Sounds great.
And this all sort of hinges on hopefully sort of being collected effectively at Darlington's. And we'll talk about this in the week, Tallulah, because I think I'm doing double duty as host, come chauffeur, etc. But it'll be there. And I'm just thinking, hang on, cello player. Cellos are large sort of beasties, etc.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, actually, make sure you bring a big car.
Yeah. Let that one out of the bag, did she?
I'm just saying, we'll have to talk about this. I'm sure we'll get something sorted through.
At least it's not a double bass, they're even bigger.
That's very true, very true. Listen, good luck with this evening.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic stuff. I look forward to hearing more about that next time and very shortly. And we might hopefully squeeze in another radio piece with your good self before the actual piece itself, so we'll touch base as well about that as well. Tallulah Rendell, we salute you. Take care. And absolutely. And you know what? We didn't even mention anything about school photographs and your mum on the Jeremy Vine show, which is a different line entirely. But did you catch that?
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yes.
My school photograph.
No, well, actually,
her photograph.
I think she was quite concerned that there's a new vogue as far as school photographs are concerned, when instead of actually all standing in a line or in a group and having a very formalised photograph taken, there's a more kind of natural line taken up. And I will actually be discussing this hopefully with Liz in the not too distant future, because I think Liz is very much of the traditional notion that school photographs shouldn't be wild and wacky. I mean, what do you think, Emma?
I like the whole sat in front of a bookcase, nice and
formalised approach.
I like that, but then there's also you end up having this horrible school photo that you just despise. If you had a wacky photo, I'm sure you despise it even more.
And clearly the Jeremy Vine show on our sister service, one of our stations, BBC Radio 2, was clearly keen to actually develop that, and Tallulah's mum, Liz Brewer, took a particular line on that, which was very good. Anyway, enough of such stuff. Tallulah Rendell, ready to go, Lost in the Morning, happy trails.